I do recommend this for like new gun owners. Has a lot of great safety features.
That's Michael West, a salesman at Stoddard's Range and Guns in West Midtown. The owners here estimate the clientele is about 50-50 black and white when it comes to demographics. West himself says on the floor he hasn't noticed much of a difference. But a few weeks ago, about 300 people showed up to a Black Guns Matter meetup they hosted.
And those folks were very, very interested in learning more about gun safety, about their legal rights, about purchasing guns.
That's Stoddard's owner, Kenneth Bay. He says anxiety about the political climate was hard to miss.
It was definitely an underlying tone.
That tone is something Phil Smith has noticed as well. He started the National African American Gun Association based here in Georgia.
I have seen an uptick in terms of apprehension, fear, kind of driving folks to do two things: talk about guns and go out and actually purchase them.
For Smith, who obviously is a firearms enthusiast, the idea of more black gun owners is a double-edged sword. He's happy people are exercising their rights.
But you look back and say, okay, what are the reasons that they're buying? And that kind of hurts deep down.
On top of that, he says there are serious concerns about biases some may feel towards non-white people carrying guns. The truth is, as with a lot of firearms-related topics in the U.S., data is hard to come by. The Pew Research Center has tracked a slow and unsteady rise in black gun rights enthusiasm over the decades, though it pales in comparison to black gun control proponents. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.